the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, tariffs, tantrums and a letter in the post. Donald Trump's trade threats are back. With surprise moves on Canada and Brazil, a wobbling dollar and fresh pressure on EU-US relations, where does it all leave Ireland? Patrick Conaghan, former Governor of the Central Bank and Honorary Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin, joins me now to look at what's been happening and where all of this might be going in relation to tariffs. We're told, Patrick Conaghan, that the letter is in the post, the letter is on the way, which is going to outline the tariffs that Donald Trump wants to charge EU countries as well as others. Now, it hasn't arrived yet. Where are we at?
I think it must have got lost in the post, because we also see that the European Commission say, well, actually, they're not expecting any conversation over the weekend, but they're ready to talk again on Monday. So I'm not sure that this letter has actually been sent. We see very strange announcements, cancellations of announcements and so forth. So
Well, it was an interesting week, because after the Liberation Day announcements earlier in the year, which outlined all the tariffs, there was an engagement and a talks process that began with several countries. Donald Trump's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, had talked about doing 90 deals in 90 days. And I think three deals have been done, the UK, China and Vietnam, but we haven't really got a lot. There's not a lot of substance in them.
Yeah, especially since these Liberation Day tariffs, they were postponed until July the 9th, which was a couple of days ago. And now they've been postponed again until August the 1st. And even the deals that have been announced, it's not clear that they're quite deals, because for the British one, they're still talking about how many planes, what quality of steel. It's all very much up in the air. And the Vietnamese have indicated that they didn't agree to a 20% tariff. They thought it was going to be a 10% tariff. So that seems to be a deal that wasn't
a deal
quite agreed.
Deal.
Yeah. So, I think that this is going to go on for quite a while yet. And by the way, 10% tariffs now are pretty much universal across most product lines for the United States. It's the extra above 10% that people are talking about, including for countries like Lesotho, which is very dependent on its textile and clothing exports to the United States. They're having to pay 40 or 50% tariffs.
So where does it leave the EU and Ireland within that? At the moment, we have 10% tariffs on exports to the United States on a variety of goods, including in the food industry and so forth. But the big one that we've been watching out for is pharma.
Yes. Now, this is the interesting one. It's a big one because it has an effect beyond just the farm. Obviously, it's very important for the people working in the pharmaceutical industry, but that's a big generator of tax revenue for Ireland. And as soon as big tariffs come into play, even if the firms stay working here, which they would, because they can't reorganise themselves all that quickly, it's quite likely that they would change their pricing structure, their accounting and so on and so forth. And it might mean a big and rather quick drop in tax revenue. Now, what's happened on that is that US administration are going around a different route, not just these presidential executive orders. They're going around using a congressional act, Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act, I think it was, of 1962. And this allows them to zoom in on particular sectors. And they say, pharmaceuticals is a very important one. We're going to take that out of the general negotiations. That's going to be sector specific. And that's been rumbling along. There's a process that takes a bit of time. So it's not just the White House deciding to send a letter. It's a process. And that process is going to come to an end, we're told, by the Secretary of Commerce towards the end of this month. So that's where
That's another sort of a deadline in a way.
It's another deadline. And it's on a different track to these negotiations between the European Union and the United States on the general reciprocal tariff.
The other agreement, or the letter in the post deal, or even if it's quite a thin agreement between the US and the EU that's expected to come, let's assume that doesn't deal with things like pharmaceuticals, because they're being, as you say, they're being dealt with separately. It still leaves quite an uncertainty then, doesn't it, on into the future regarding pharmaceuticals, because Donald Trump said that he was going to give the pharmaceutical industry 12 to 18 months to reshore more manufacturing in America, otherwise they'd face 200% tariffs.
Yeah, it's certainly this whole business of tariffs has generated an enormous amount of uncertainty, just the way it's been conducted, because it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. So even if something is settled and signed and agreed. There's no sense that this will last very long, that next year the White House might say, well, actually, we've looked at this and we want more. So I think the uncertainty would inhibit any of these companies from setting up new operations.
So they're not going to jump in quickly to respond to it. But when you look at things like the stock market has now reached a point where investors don't seem to believe what the messaging is from the White House and from the Trump administration. So when Donald Trump puts tariff uncertainty back on the agenda, as he did this week, stock markets went up. They weren't worried at all. Is there a danger they've got that wrong? They're getting complacent about it.
The stock market isn't a measure of the prosperity of the United States. It's a measure of the likely flow of profits from the companies that are heavily represented in the stock market. Now, maybe there are different views in the stock market, but it's quite consistent to say that the United States is going to do badly long term out of this overall and still have the stock market rising. By the way, stock market has gone up in dollar terms, but the dollar has gone down. I mean, since Inauguration Day, the dollar is down, I think, 12% when I looked at it last against the euro. That's a lot.
Finally, Patrick, if you look at the overall situation for Ireland so far amid all of this uncertainty, what's actually real and what's there, we haven't done too badly. We haven't, we're in a worse situation than we were pre-Donald Trump, but not massively so. How worried would you be about the uncertainty that's there? Do you think we might actually be able to come through this reasonably well?
Well, it's fingers crossed. One of the other threats, apart from tariffs on the US policy side, is corporation tax rules in the United States. And I saw that as a big threat. It is a big threat longer term. But we've seen now in this big budget bill, where they've thrown a lot of major initiatives into, it has not actually taken away the advantages that have seen so many American companies locate here and pay tax to Ireland. That's actually been cemented rather than reduced by this budget bill, which of course could be changed, but can only be changed through Congress, and that takes time.
So that's a reprieve, perhaps. We've survived the big, beautiful bill for now. Patrick Holohan, Honorary Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.